That's why you must wait for condition. When people are ready, then you will know. So when people are not ready, don't be too eager to help or share or whatever. So this is part and parcel of life. You will go through. Sometimes for your case is where you are not married, not so bad. There are other people who are married, they cannot count in their children, they become very angry. And that's all. Because they want to train their children, they want to educate their children, they want to bring up their children. So, but the children rebel. That's all. So, like, yeah, this case is your patient rebel, and like porcupine by you. If your own children do this to you, how you take it? I tell you, it's not easy. So life sometimes is not easy. Sometimes in-laws, sometimes parents, sometimes brother, sister, misunderstanding, all those things. A lot of things in life, you will witness, you will go through, and you will learn. But this is Dhamma. So attachment is delusion. When you attach, give meaning, grasp and cling, it becomes suffering. So suffering arises through what? Like he realized, you think you let go, forget about it, give it up. How can you give up ignorance? Ignorance need wisdom to root out. So if it's not root out, it will come back to memory. It will stir your mind again. Then whenever you see him, you will recall the incident. Then next time when you want to help others, you also think twice. Maybe he's like this fellow. I think I better don't kepo. But Dhamma is not like that, understand? Dhamma is when you have that understanding, you will know the condition. When condition is there, you manifest. When there is no condition, just let things be. Yeah, the world is the world, no reality. He know you, he know me. Not what you think, understand? Sometimes this is not help. We think we help. But when you really understand, what are you doing? That would help. Has a lot of meaning. When there is no condition to help, please understand. Otherwise, you get into trouble. Then when people do not want your help, also, you have to understand. You have to have the ability to feel and sense it. Then straight away, avoid, stop. Oh, it's okay, never mind. Sorry for bringing this up. Maybe you are not ready yet. It's not your time yet. If this is something you don't like, it's okay, no problem. Like he tried to apologize to you and write to you and say, so you say no problem. You know, then maybe you can make him feel better. Say, it's also my fault because I was thinking you are ready to listen. Because this teaching has helped me a lot. But since I know that it's not the time for you because you are not ready for all this thing, maybe some other time. And then it becomes different. Then later on, they get themselves into trouble. They will remember your words. I remember Jayanta told me, if I get into this trouble again, I can talk to him or I can maybe discuss with him. So sometimes I do give them a way to come back to me. Like my youngest brother, I told him, if you don't go and do all this nonsense, you toe the line, respect my parents, which is also his parent. Then if you have problem with life or when you have some form of savings, you come and see me. I will help you. I will help you to invest and grow your money. And he remembered that. And he came to me and he became very successful after that. So all this is Dhamma.
Child fall very sick.
Oh, okay.
To help, but when there's no condition,
yeah,
keep to their view.
Don't interfere. No yeah, yeah.
From whatever direction we are trying, no use. We cannot change their view.
You know why or not? Because of karmic obstruction.
Yeah,
they are being obstructed by that karmic force, so nothing can go through. That's why I say you don't ask for forgiveness, that karmic obstruction is there. They cannot receive help. They can't. I told Sri Ang many times.
They cannot, but even they are with the right people, the right Dhamma in front of them, also they
no use one.
The right thing, you know.
Because of their karmic obstruction, they cannot receive one. Their karmic obstruction will obstruct them one. They cannot even listen.
Yeah, they really cannot. You cannot.
Yes.
No way that it was.
Correct. That's why you must understand Nietzsche's law is such. Without condition, it cannot. Because sometimes the karmic obstruction is still there. If you don't ask for forgiveness to break away that karmic obstruction, there is no way they can be helped or can even be approached. No way. Just like last time, one of the Kayamita, the daughter-in-law, and you remember, no?
Yeah.
Same. Well, I told her, you cannot talk to her direct. Well, the karmic obstruction is so strong. They can't even listen. They are already so chronic. Psychiatry, everything, and the life is already like suicidal thought, depressed, and very, very severe. So, can't even approach. When they come near, they panic, they react, and all those things can't do anything until the son told her, you better go back. It will be worse. Then I teach her, I said, if you really close to the victim or there is relationship, then it can be done. On her behalf, ask for forgiveness. After a while, she go back. Or resolve, one by one resolve, slowly resolve. She also don't believe, so amazing. In fact, the son was a pastor. Also cannot count it until the mother did it for him. So a lot of things people cannot understand. Then he told me, he said, wow, brother, thank you so much. He said, you never believe all these things. He said, she used this word now. God's miracle also don't work that way. This is even more fantastic than God's miracle. To her, it's really a miracle. From an impossible state, it turned around and recovered. And because she was so scared of losing her son because of what happened to the daughter-in-law. Because the son wanted to marry her, very funny. So a lot of these things you must understand. That's why when I teach her what to do, the thing really works. That's why I understand it's coming obstruction. There is no way you can do if it's a coming obstruction. You have to break that first. But if it's not related to you, then no problem. There is nothing much you can do. You cannot on his behalf and want to do, because there is no relationship. We are law of karma recognizes relationship. So now you understand, huh?
Yeah.